This is Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady, short reads for sales professionals on the move. Today's piece, the oldest rule in sales still wins. There are entire industries built around sales methodology, books, certifications, frameworks, techniques. And yet, the thing that actually separates the reps' buyers' trust from the ones they tolerate is almost embarrassingly simple. Do what you say you're going to do. Say you'll follow up tomorrow. Follow up tomorrow. Say you'll send the proposal by end of day. Send it by end of day. Say you'll check on something and get back to them. Check on it and get back to them. This isn't about flattering egos. They believe you because you said you would. It sounds obvious, and it should be obvious. And yet, the gap between what salespeople promise in a meeting and what they actually deliver is one of the most consistent complaints buyers have across every industry. The rep was great in the room, then nothing. Or the follow-up came 3 days late. Or the thing they said they'd check on never came back at all. Every one of those misses is a small withdrawal from the trust account. Enough of them. And the balance hits zero. What makes this principle so powerful is exactly what makes it rare. Most buyers have been conditioned to expect the gap. They've heard enough promises in enough meetings so that they've started mentally discounting what a rep says they'll do. When you actually do it, on time, and without being reminded, it lands differently than it should. It shouldn't be remarkable, but it is. And that gap between expectation and delivery is where trust gets built faster than almost any other way. In industries where the buyer relationship is long and the decisions are high stakes, medical device sales, enterprise technology, senior living, healthcare services, the follow-through matters even more. These buyers aren't making one-time purchases. They're deciding whether you're someone they want in their corner over months and years. The data might get them to the table. The charm might keep them in the conversation. But the consistency of doing exactly what you said you'd do is what keeps them from ever seriously looking at the competitor. Casey McGinn of SI Bone said it plainly on the Traveling Sales Lady podcast. Say you'll follow up tomorrow and do it. Even within, I need more time, and they at least know where they stand with you. It never fails. The follow-through isn't glamorous. It doesn't make for a great conference keynote. But ask any buyer who has worked with a truly exceptional sales professional what made the difference. And this is almost always somewhere in the answer. It's the reliable, completely unsexy habit of doing what you said you would every time. The techniques come and go. The frameworks get replaced. The methodology of the moment gives way to the next one. Do what you say you're going to do has been the baseline of every trustworthy sales professional since the first deal was ever made. It still is. It always will be. That's Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady. If this resonated, the full conversation that inspired it is waiting for you on the Traveling Sales Lady podcast. Find it wherever you listen. See you on the road and journey on.